gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news, stories, and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is playoff time. 3-Y with EG3 is on the racetrack live from Manhattan, Kansas, coming at you from the Midwest of the U.S. of A. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, checking in with y'all one more time for the 3-Y NASCAR podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR motorsports, Gander Outdoor, Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, recording on this Monday, September 9th, 2019. And y'all know what time it is, the post-race edition of the podcast, plus a slight playoff preview, getting y'all set for the round of 16 and early kind of promo here. Be out on the lookout for a bonus edition coming up. Hopefully we'll get that in here later on this week as well, so stay locked in to your social media and all that. But Big D checks in here in the overcast EG3 garage area. It rained a little bit earlier after a humid morning, rained a little bit this afternoon, and now we're settling in to a possible cool evening after, I guess, man, last night here in Kansas, on the way back from the Skillet concert, and yes, tell you right now, I did not watch the Brickyard 400 live yesterday due to traveling to a concert on the way, but I have looked at bits and pieces that I want to dissect here with you guys here tonight. So I am aware of what happened and reading everything, what went down. Obviously, big news coming out of the Cup Series and all that. We'll get to that momentarily, but back to the weather here real quick before we dive in straight in with the Xfinity Series race. It was a strobe light show on the way back, Big T, and it got scary up here last night. I had trouble sleeping last night due to hard thunder here in the Manhattan area. And, of course, we, on the way back, me and the wife, we saw lightning almost like every 2 minutes. We saw lightning strike all the way around, and it got heavy and hard later this last night, early morning of the wee hours. Man, I could not sleep. Eventually, I fell asleep after all that, but man, that it was rough last night, let me tell you. But yeah, speaking of hard, boy, we saw some hard hits over the weekend. And yes, you know, the limited action I saw over the weekend, I did see the second half of the Xfinity Series race. And talk about hard hits. Indianapolis, known, even though with the additions, and thank Jesus for the safer barriers, but holy cow, we saw some heavy hits over the weekend. And let's just dive right into the weekend that it was, Indianapolis. And of course, I'm going to start right there with the Xfinity Series, the Indiana 250. And when you see this guy on the entry list in the Xfinity or Truck Series, yeah, y'all know what it is. He is going to win every time. But Kyle Busch, man, he had an adventurous day on Saturday at Indianapolis. But eventually, though, when it came time to get the job done late in the race there, he got it done there, and he held off a hard-charging Justin Allgaier there, who was absolutely outstanding on Saturday. He came in as the defending winner of this race and came up inches short there. Kyle Busch with the muscle, the JGR muscle there to score the victory. in Victory 96 in the Xfinity Series. Yes, the five cup rule, five races for the cup rule, still in place for next year, obviously, the AKA Kyle Busch rule there, but Kyle Busch now, going into 2020, will have the chance to score 100 wins in the Xfinity Series, but back to present time, 96 for Kyle Busch in the win there, holding Justin Allgaier, who is still winless, hard to believe, in 2019. Two things, and I'm going to name the first one. Justin Allgaier, you were telling me Justin Allgaier will be almost winless going into the playoffs. I would have told you you're crazy, but that might happen here going down the stretch. But lucky for Allgaier and the rest of the field, you don't have to see deal with Kyle Busch anymore, because if you did not see Kyle Busch, Justin Allgaier had the complete car to win that race, but the 18 stood in the way there. And man, I thought for a moment there Kyle Busch was not going to win this race, and he somehow did that by beating the best car in the field, clearly Justin Allgaier. But heavy hits throughout the race, including late in this race, a shootout. The final caution of this race belonged to the two-thirds of the big three, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick. How heavy contact, and the NBC commentators nailed it on the head. I can't remember which one of them said it, but this took me right back to when Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., similar situation, heavy contact with the wall, teammates battling out hard after Kyle Busch was pouting over the radio a couple years ago in the same setting. And then both of them, okay, Kyle Busch, I'm not going to have no more of this. I'm going to go ahead and race hard. We really no need to. This was the race where Kasey Kahne, in one of the more crazy Indianapolis races that I've ever watched as a fan in NASCAR to this point, still the most craziest in my opinion. But man, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Bell looked like he was going to be on the way to win, and then the caution came out there. Brandon Jones, he just can't buy a bucket. It seems to be, I've been saying that ever since Brandon Jones was implemented in the Xfinity Series. He just can't buy a soda right now, really, to be honest with you. Hard times. And when the NBC commentators talking about him, oh, he's having a great day. I think it was Jeff Burton or one of those guys. All of a sudden, Austin Cindric gets loose off of turn three and tags Brandon Jones, brings out the second to last caution, which set up the battle to get off turn two between the 20 and the 2. Heavy contact in it both days there. Tyler said Christopher Bell got loose, and it was all she wrote right there. C. Bell bummed out, could not bring it home. And then all of a sudden, the seas parted there. Kyle Busch opened, the seas parted, and Kyle Busch, folks, took straight up advantage of it. You're listening to 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, Indianapolis, post-race reaction, Indianapolis, and a sneak peek, the playoffs here coming up for the Cup Series this upcoming weekend here. The playoffs begin finally. We're here, and we're about to be here for all three divisions as the Xfinity Series will wrap their regular season this week at Las Vegas. EG3 here with you guys, bringing it down. But holy cow, heavy contact there. Brandon Jones suffered some contact. And how about some of these guys here? We take a look at the top 10 running order of the Indianapolis 250. Kyle Busch leading 46 laps. Again, ladies and gentlemen, he was not the best car in this field. That belonged to the 7 of Justin Allgaier, who comes up short yet again. Second, Noah Gregson heating up at the right time. And guess what? All eyes, or really, I just said the pressure is going to be on this Noah Gregson cat. You're stepping in the car. I mean, yes, I'm talking a little bit ahead of myself here, but after this week in Vegas and in a post-race presser there with Marty Snyder there, you know, Noah said he and Dave Ellen's the crew chief of that car, who's been a two-time champion. And oh, by the way, they're going for a three. He's going for a three-peat in the Xfinity Series. Yeah, there's going to be pressure there for Noah Gregson. Turn that around, and he's been rolling as of late. They got together, apparently, and had to settle some differences a little bit. And to get their act together, well, right now, Noah Gregson, third, finished third. Jeb Burton, how about that? Jeb Burton, that eight car for Junior Motorsports, finished in the fourth spot. Emotional, obviously, afterwards there, but Jeb Burton put a fine race together there. Justin Haley finished fifth in this one, and oh Lord, Brandon Jones, if he finished in the sixth spot, so for all that, he still finished in the top 10. So I mean, yeah, he still can't buy a bucket right now, but when he gets his act again, when he gets in pretty much 75% of it, in my opinion, is straight up luck. He just can't he just can't escape all the ins and outs of races when he does have a car that he can go to the front with and be ultra competitive. We've seen it time and time again with this cat here from the GA. Six for Jones, though, so nice rally for the 19. Cole Custer at double zero. Quiet, seventh. Chase Briscoe, eighth. Austin Hill in the 61 Toyota there, bringing home a nice spot. Great job for Austin Hill, taking a break, obviously, with the off week for the trucks. The trucks elimination race Friday night at Las Vegas. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on. Ryan C. rounds out your top 10 there. And a little bit of a shouting match here between Michael Annette and big old Mike Harmon, of all people. The ageless Mike Harmon. A little disagreement on the racetrack during practice, apparently, between these two cats. And both of them apparently going after each other, spouting out the mouth there. And Mike Harmon, the ageless wonder of this Xfinity Series. And he had something to say there. Michael Annette, both those disagree with one another, and apparently took to the track Saturday. Still wasn't happy with one another there. Annette, I don't know where he finished at in this race. If you scroll down, Annette, he finished 12th in this race. And Mike Harmon show, he finished in the 32nd. He had electrical issues there. So, we don't talk about Mike Harmon enough on this show. Anyways, because of underfunding, obviously. For obvious reasons, obviously. And then you're getting the news. Why? When? You're getting into stuff like this. I mean, and Michael Annette, he's going to be, obviously, in the playoffs, obviously. So, I mean, I'm not going to say keep an eye on this, obviously, but this is just blow smoke over, if you will, here. So, a little comedy here over the weekend for the Xfinity Series with between one car and Mike Harmon, 3 Wild EG3 post-race edition, Indianapolis-style rolls on. We switch gears to the standings here real quick here, the regular season standings here between the 2 and the 20 who tangled toward the end of the race here. Heavy contact, but again, think Jesus for the safer barriers here. Reddick came in with a 51-point lead, maintains it there with 50, and he pretty much is going to lock off depending on any disastrous situations here. Tyler Reddick on his way to grabbing 15 more plot points, and who knows if those guys get off a turn two cleanly there. And hang on to if Chris or Bell or both hang on to their respective race cars, they could, one of them could have won that race. RC Saint telling Tyler Reddick, pumping up Tyler Reddick there, the defending Xfinity Series champion, hey, go get him, man. So Tyler Reddick did not have confidence in RC and the rest of them boys saying, hey, go get him. And hey, this is what you got to do, right, guy? This is what you pay to do, right? You came on to RCR to do one thing, win races, right? And to give your best and defend your championship, that's what you got to do. You're in a spot where, hey, you know, you have an opportunity to wrestle or to win away from one of your top competitors all year long, going back to last year in C-Bell, and you're throwing Cole Custer in there as well. And then the mystery fourth driver, we don't know who that is yet, obviously. You know, the playoffs have not started yet in the Xfinity Series. We got to wait one more week for that. They'll begin their playoff brigade in Richmond in 2 weeks. But Reddick got on the wheel, and these guys tangled in. Man, hard, heavy contact with that. So Reddick, though, still holds on to a lead. And for the looks of it, folks, if he should start, if his number two engine cranks, he would be the regular season champion and gains those 15 playoff points. And really, the playoff field is set when you look at it. Basically, unless, again, any weird things happen in Las Vegas this Saturday, though, you got Reddick, Bell, Custer, Allgaier, Cindric, Briscoe, Gregson, Annette, Haley, Jones, Nemechek, and Sieg. If you switch over to our big screen, you guys can't see it, but to our big screen right here, yeah, that's what we got right now. And it only said shows for some reason 11 spots, but we got it, folks. So there is that right here. So NASCAR.com leaving one driver off. But hey, I mean, I think it'd be better if for the Xfinity Series it'd be 8 drivers instead of 12, but it is what it is. We'll see here who wins the regular season finale in the Xfinity Series. I've been mentioning it now for the last few moments here. Switching gears to the schedule here before we talk trucks here for a moment. The Rhino Pro Truck Outfitters 300 Saturday night on PRN on radio. NBC SN has it on the radio here, 6:30 local time, 7:30 East Coast time, and you guys can figure out here, I believe that's 5:30 Las Vegas time, if I'm right on that. Could be wrong, but 5:30 local time on the Las Vegas side here, folks. Y'all can do the math on that. The regular season finale, who will take that race? Will Allgaier finally break through, or will one of the big three, like we have seen it all year long, take the checkered flag, or will somebody else outside of that step up and win the race out there and head into the playoffs with a little mojo? So that's the Xfinity Series right here. Now, time to go to the middle groove here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Moving our vehicle down to the Ganner Outdoor Truck Series. And I just remember this before hopping on trucks back on track after a couple weeks off. Weird schedule as it is. And the first elimination race of these playoffs coming this Friday night with the Wood of Westgate 200 on FS1. MRN has coverage of that. That's at 8 o'clock local time start, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And the last time we saw these trucks, it's been the Brett Moffitt playoffs so far here in 2019. Moffitt taking the first two playoff races. He and, of course, Brett Moffitt, as I continue to remind you guys, looking to go back-to-back. Of course, he won a championship last year with Vettori Racing, delivering that. And then, of course, that whole saga the last offseason with the whole ride, final ride situation, getting kicked out for Austin Hill, Moffitt getting a ride with GMS. And all of a sudden, Brett Moffitt heating up at the right time, taking 2 of 2 in these playoffs. And now, possibly, no Kyle Busch in his field, and possible try to sweep the round of 8 in the Ganner Outdoor Truck Series playoffs. That could happen. Last time they're on, these guys were in Vegas here. Real quick, Big D's pulling up the Strat 200 results here. Brett Moffitt finished second. I was right. I said that last time, last week on the podcast. Either last week or the week before, he finished second to Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch is not in this field, obviously. So, great opportunity for Moffitt to sweep the races and really add on that total for his quest to get back to Homestead to defend that championship. And look at the other contenders here. The last time at Las Vegas, Matt Crafton, trying to hang on to a spot, trying to transfer his way in. He finished third. Stuart Friesen finished fourth in that race back in March. Johnny Sauter outside looking in right now. He finished in the eighth spot here. Ross Chastain finished in the top 10. And Ted Grant Enfinger, wow, How about this? Grant Infinger comes in to hang on the regular season champion. Yes, he got 15 playoff points, bonus points for that, but he did not win any races. So that could come into fruition if he finishes somewhere in where he did in 11th back in the spring. He's going to have to do better than that. And yes, he is the defending winner. He won this race last year in a triple overtime thriller. Now, folks, he's going to look to stay off elimination. To do that, he's going to have to probably do the same, more than likely, ladies and gentlemen, do the same thing. Win, and yeah, you're in. You finish around here. I don't think that's going to cut it, especially with Johnny Sauter, the veteran that he is, and of course, put him in that situation. Both, speaking of Sauter and Edvinger, these two tangled in Canada the last time trucks hit the racetrack here. Looking down here at other, Austin Hill had electrical issues. He finished 30th. He can't afford that. He's a part of that doppelganger of trucks looking to transfer in. Obviously, Chastain should transfer in, barring any disaster situations there. 3 through 7 is tight. Tyler Ankrum, still, he's going to have to do some Hail Mary in a little bit. 14 out, the last driver. He is the second driver out. So, Sauter, somebody, and it's possible somebody big could be, and if Tyler Ankrum going to make up points in the first two stages, This could be a barn burner. That's for sure. So, trucks, I'm excited for this race for sure. Trucks back on track to kick off a triple header / playoff weekend. Regular season finale, Xfinity Series, obviously. But the playoff mode for the trucks and the Cup Series will be on point. This race right here, this is going to be, if anything, what happened last year, at this moment last year, with all that craziness at the end, was set up that thriller of a finish there. Hang on to your seatbelt. That's all I got to say. So, first elimination race. Who moves on? We know Moffitt for a fact moves on. Chastain in great position. Who moves on to join Moffitt? Who? Which two drivers will be sitting out? Well, not literally sitting out, but who will be looking in for the rest of the year, not competing for the championship no more? Find out, FS1, World of Westgate 200, going down FS1 style on Friday night, FS1. Get your popcorn ready for that one. All right, folks, before we take our intermission break here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Again, you follow me at EG3_FastCity on Twitter. Once again, at EG3_FastEddie. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 wherever you get your podcasts from. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, y'all know what it is, and other outlets as well. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. We are officially in playoff mode. Yes, even though the Xfinity Series is not just yet, but playoff mode ignite, folks. Get ready for the intensity. And if you saw what we saw over the last couple weeks here, the intensity has picked up, and it is going to pick up even more when the gauntlet drops down, the green flag drops for the first race of the round of 16 in the playoffs here coming up for the Cup Series. We will talk about that on the other side of this break. We come back, and of course, we'll talk a little bit about the Brickyard 400, which saw domination once again from the 4-car, and Hard Knocks continue, and who did not make the postseason for the Cup Series?
Pit Stop, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, will be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
G331 NASCAR podcast continues here in the post-race edition of the podcast. Any greater third here with you guys tonight on this muggy Monday night here in the MHK in Manhattan, Kansas, where we do the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports coming from the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. We're rolling along post-race in Indianapolis and a sneak peek at the playoffs here coming up for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Let's dive back on in to what took place yesterday in the Cup Series for the big boys. Kevin Harvick, what do you got to say, folks? I believe my numbers are correct. That's his second win at Indianapolis. And Harvick right now, he didn't get a lot of plow points early on in the year, but man, did he close strong in the regular season. Another dominating performance. Rodney Childers, Tony Stewart gets another one at the Brickyard as an owner. I believe that is his first as an owner. Obviously, Tony Stewart, Indianapolis, that history there. We all know that history together. Tony Stewart winning a couple of races. Brickyard 400 is there. And Kevin Harvick giving Tony another one. Gene Haas, the other owner of that team. What does he got to say? That four car towards the end of that race, when I walk fast forward and watch that, man, he put the hammer down. And with his package, this was a lot more exciting than anticipated. Cars going through the field. And the theme of the night here on this podcast seem to be hard hits and being thankful for, say, the barriers. We saw a number of hard hits in this one, including Brad Keselowski finding a tire barrier early in the race. Eric Jones, the recent winner coming into this race, the Southern 500 winner, Keselowski clips the 20 car. Jones backs in the wall hard, and Keselowski found the tire barrier hard, heavy impact. And again, I just cannot stress the fact that, man, we've seen nightmarish hits at Indianapolis. And again, thankful for the safety barriers, and Keselowski was all right, but man, holy smokes, that was hard hit there. And then a pivotal moment in this race, we talked about the bubble drivers going in. Bowyer was 8 going in, tied between Newman and Suarez, dead heat. Jimmy Johnson needed something to make something happen here. It was 18 back, right? All right, so let's break the situation down what it is. All right, so turning point of this race, obviously, Clint Bowyer avoided I had to rewind this a couple of times. Alex Bowman spinning down just in front. Clint Bowyer, he just missed Alex Bowman. How in the world did he miss him? I don't know. That's kudos, obviously, to the spotter, Brett Griffin, for the 14. Bowyer avoided disaster there. And then, obviously, there, Daniel Suarez issues early. Being too aggressive early in the race there. Trying to make something happen too early. Gets in the wall. Had to go down. Go a lap down. Nearly rallied there late in this race. And then, of course, second. I noted early, Justin Allgaier did not win, has not won yet. And then the second bullet point here tonight on the post-race edition of the podcast. Jimmy Johnson does not make postseason for the first time in his career. Last year, obviously, did not win a race for the first time in a season. Well, and somehow he still made the playoffs. Then was eliminated in the first round. And then you mark that territory. He did not win a race last year. All right, so now you fast forward to present time. We all know the issues surrounding that team. And now going forward, not being a part of the 16 drivers and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Plus. But saying all along, he ain't going to make it. And kind of to cap that off, Jimmy Johnson getting loose off of turn 2. And Kurt Busch was involved in this. And another driver was involved and says, well, Daniel Hemric got clipped by, I believe, if I remember correctly, Kurt Busch, the one car. But Jimmy Johnson does obviously disappoint. Obviously, the seven-time champion will not be chasing eight. Put that back on the shelf for next season there. I mean, yes, he signed for another year. I know Jimmy Johnson's passionate, obviously, still wants to compete, wants that drive to get it, but I mean, when's enough's gonna not be enough? I don't know. And I mean, he qualified in the top 10 this race for the second straight year. Second straight race, qualified up in the top 10, and unfortunate circumstances took him out. Opportunity to try to make some happen again, the playoffs just did not have it this year. And questions are going to continue to rise for Jimmy Johnson hitting in. And yes, I mean, still 10 more races left, and he's 10 races away from not a... You look at the recent history of these playoffs, guys. At least one driver. I don't think it happened last year, but at least one driver not in the playoffs wins a race. I don't think it happened last year, but I mean, the recent history, Jimmy Johnson might still have an opportunity, but I give that opportunity a slim margin. You have to build consistency, and not only that, you have to continue to bring whatever you're bringing, cars that are competitive for Jimmy on the racetrack there. So he's going to be probably an X factor, a spoiler, if you will. But he won't be talked about much on the 3-Wide NASCAR Pack with EG3 unless he wins or be the highest finisher of the 9 playoff drivers. So, but anyways, though, but for the first time in his career, add another mark to it. He does not make the playoff field in 2019. So there's that. The other driver, Bowyer, did Clint Bowyer things, escaped Alex Bowman, and then finished it off there with a solid top 10. Ever he did what he needed to do there, and Ryan Newman cashes in on the final playoff spot. How about Ryan Newman? Old bulldog mentality gets it done, and he was going the wrong direction in the closing laps of this race. Boy, it got real good. Look at this race there. Suarez making one final charge to try to get to Newman, could not do it, and Newman finished 8th, gets the final playoff spot. Dean Suarez, 11th, does not complete, and he misses out on the playoffs. This 41 team was a playoff bound team a year ago. They'll have to sit this one out this year, missing the playoffs. Just in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. We're grooving along on this Monday night. And of course, be out on the lookout with changes now to a couple of schedules here. It'll be, again, we'll keep it on a Wednesday to Thursday. Be out on the lookout for this podcast. And I mentioned the top of the episode tonight could be a bonus podcast as well, focusing clearly on the round of 16 here. Go a little bit more in depth here as we are finally on playoff time here in the NASCAR Monster Energy Cup Series. So be on the lookout for those on the back end of this week. So definitely exciting stuff coming from the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. But Kevin Harvick, 118 laps led of the 160 scheduled, and that car is on rails, and that's bad. Again, finished the regular season strong, and he jolted himself, getting some more playoff points. He jolted himself there, and yes, before the race began, Kyle Busch was officially awarded the regular season champ for the second consecutive year. 18 of Kyle Busch getting it done there. Joey Logano, second. But how about, I was so pumped for a 43 Bubba Wallace. He did not back into this finish at all. This dude, BW, was moving. He was moving and He tweeted over the weekend. He was gonna be fast. She's fast, and I was like, oh boy, I hope this is true. And sure enough, this 43 was picking him up and putting him down. This was by far. I mean, yes, last year Daytona 500, he finished second, and that was awesome to see that happen. Never mind that, Big D. Okay, so try to get it back on the rails here. Bubba Wallace started, if you pull the numbers up real quick, Bubba Wallace, he started 15th, top 15 starting position, and he knifed his way through the field, passing Bubba. He passed Ryan Blaney, passed a few more other cars. This car was fast. Where did this come from? Where has this been all year long? I would have told you Bubba Wallace finished third in the Brickyard 400. I told you crazy, but what a left. Hopefully, this is a sign of things here that Richard Petty, obviously the owner of the 43, this was awesome to see. The 43 competitive running up front in the top five and giving Logano fits toward the end of the race. But I was happy for Bubba Wallace. And Bubba Wallace, winner of the Brickyard 400, started to creep up a little bit. But anyways, Bubba Wallace, third place for him. And hopefully, this is a sign here for that team that, hey, we can put two cars together that are competitive and give other guys trouble. So hopefully, this is a stepping stone for this 43 car. And we've been saying all along, I know all the NASCAR podcasts been saying along as well, that Bubba Wallace is not in good, great equipment with our RPM right now. You put him in somewhere else, yeah, he can do stuff just like this. And the 43, that team deserves a lot of credit for bringing not only a competitive car, but a fast race car. Awesome to see the red and blue colors of the 43 doing work at Indianapolis. William Byron finished fourth. Clint Bowyer, huge top five. Denny Hamlin with a backup car, six. Blaney bringing home in the seventh position. Ryan Blaney was competitive here over the weekend. Ryan Newman, eighth. Chase Elliott, ninth. Paul Menard rounds out your top 10 from the Brickyard 400. Daniel Suarez comes up a bit short, finishing in the 11th spot. And right in your top dozen, that belongs to the person of Austin Dillon, finishing in the 12th spot. The big machine Vodka 400 at the Brickyard there. Notables here as we cruise around some of these playoff drivers here. Eric Almirola, he's going to need to wake up here if he's going to make moves like he did last year. Eric Almirola, no wins going into the playoffs, finished 14th down here. Scrolling down here, Alex Bowman, who tacked the wall and somehow finished 21st. He is going to need to kind of re-energize the battery a little bit. Chicago winner earlier this year, he's going to have to find a second gear here. Mark Trish Jr. continues to find himself in kind of odd situations here. Obviously, lap down, well, loose wheel last week. This week, gets caught up in somebody else's mess on pit road. 27, luck needs to change on that end real quick if he's going to make another run for Homestead this year. Kurt Busch, mentioned earlier, hit the wall with Jimmy Johnson and Daniel Hemric. 30th for him. Kyle Larson, 33rd. Kyle Larson, he was up in the top 10 before having his troubles there. And, of course, Jimmy Johnson, well documented, he will not be a part of the playoffs this year. That Ally Chevy, chasing 8, put that back on the shelf for another year. 35th for Jimmy Johnson. And that has to be disappointing for Rick Hendrick, though, and that whole organization. Kyle Busch, regular season champion, engine let go in this race. 37th for Kyle Busch. And JGR had a rough afternoon. Really a rough weekend overall, really, when you put in Denny Hamlin's wrecking, tagging in the wall at the end of practice number 3, the final practice of the weekend, Erik Jones hit the wall. His day was done. 39th. So there you have it, folks. The playoff drivers. It is all set out on the table, folks, here in the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We will get that rundown. We will run down those playoff drivers when we get back as well. K-State doing work as well. And we will cap off tonight's post-race pod with, of course, EG3 helmet stickers when we come back on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 rolls on. That is the wrong music. There we go. All right, we got it set up. 3-Wide with EG3. We're going on the low groove. We return.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR podcast with EG3 back on the racetrack here with you guys. Eddie Gritter III here with you guys for the post-race edition of the podcast. We are rolling along. We're heading toward the finish line. We're going 3-Wide post-race Indianapolis. Talk a bit about the Xfinity and Gainer Outdoor Truck Series. Gainer Outdoor Trucks is returning from a 2-week off-week span, getting ready for a critical elimination race on Friday night in a course triple header weekend for Las Vegas. And I failed to mention, obviously, the playoff opener for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series kicks off South Point 400. Last year, this race was in the afternoon, sweltering heat last year. And this year, we're going to be under the lights. I cannot wait. South Point 400 kicks off the playoffs, the playoff opener. Getting ready for that, of course, Brad Keselowski, your defending winner last year. Coverage begins 6 o'clock local time, 7 East time there. NBCSN double dipping here, and PRN has coverage of that on the radio as well. So pumped up for the playoffs to finally start. It is here. It is crunch time. And Joey Logano, your defending champion, looking to go back to back. Can he do it? He is going to have to go through, of course, his teammates to do that. And the four-headed monster of Joe Gibbs Racing. Kyle Busch, 45 points. The plow field has been reset with 2,000 points or more, of course, adding the playoff points, the stage wins, and all that. And, of course, the bonus points, you finish in the top 10 in the regular season. So here we go. Obviously, Kyle Busch, your first three JGR-affiliated Kyle Busch for 2,045 points. And then 15 behind him, teammate Denny Hamlin. You can roll that big D if you want. All right, so Denny Hamlin, 15 back, 2,030 points. Martin Truex Jr., a point back behind him, seated third. Your top three right there. And then you have the hard-charging Kevin Harvick. 2,028 points separating him and Kyle Busch. Harvick, 17 back, and then locked in with him, the fifth-seeded defending champion of Joey Logano. The same thing with him. 2,028 points, and then Brad Keselowski, 2,024 points for him. Chase Elliott, two-time winner, Talladega, and Watkins Glen, 2018 points for him. Kurt Busch, seated 8th for Chip Ganassi Racing, 2011 points for him going into these playoffs. And I'm looking at Kurt Busch. I'll probably talk about this in the preview episode of the round of 16 coming up later this week. I'm looking at him as a sleeper here to go deep in these playoffs. Alex Bowman. And this is where it gets really dicey here. Alex Bowman, 2005 points. He, Eric Jones, seated 10th. Kyle Larson, seated 11th. And you throw in a blanket between 9th and 16th. Whew. Gonna have to do some work here, boys. Bowman, Jones, Larson, Ryan Blaney, seated 12th. 2004 points. William Byron, Eric Amarola, 2001 points apiece. And then your other half, or your other section, if you will, Clint Bowyer, Ryan Newman, Bowyer for SHR, and none other than Ryan Newman delivering Roush Fenway Racing a playoff spot for the first time in quite some time, 2,000 points apiece. So, yeah, stage points, you talk about that all year in the regular season, oh boy, they're going to be so crucial for them boys, and not just for that group, but specifically that group. Because if you have a bad race, I keep saying this over and over again when it comes to playoff time. You have a bad race, the first race of a section, yeah, unless you have somewhat of a cushion. And I don't think, I mean, if you're Kyle Busch, 45, that's a full race right there. And maybe Denny Hamlin, Truex, Harvick, Logano, and I'll probably throw in Keselowski in there too. I mean, that's not really a gimme, if you will. But still, though, you like to have those in your back pocket, especially if you can't, if you have a bad race here and there. But I mean, still though, you have a bad race, could change. It could change everything how your strategy goes through this round. I'm gonna tell you now. With Las Vegas, Richmond, first two night races. And then you have, sorry, I was listening for a moment. And then you have the cutoff race at the unpredictable Roval. Things are going to get a little dicey here in the round of six. Could get a round of 16, so you do not want a bad race, especially with what we saw last year. If it goes down to that, oh boy. So, looking at that, a lot of emphasis, and I'll predict on that preview show which four drivers will not advance the next round. So, say I'm saving that for the bonus edition of the podcast this week, which is the round of 16 for the playoffs. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, guys, ladies and gentlemen, you look at it, yes, 45, you're Kyle Busch. Man, that could, and also, let's not forget about this, folks. You win any of these playoff rounds, any races in these playoffs, if you're still in the playoffs, those five crucial points will add on to your total, and those carry on with you through the next round. So again, this is not it, folks. If you earn your money in these playoffs, yeah, you're going to be moving on. If you don't, man, it's going to be hard sledding, especially when you look at these guys from 9th to 16th. This is a real cluster jam right here. I mean, it's real tight. So, I mean, we're going to find out for sure who's been saving up, who's going to lay down. You got to put out your best stuff here. And obviously, the story going in to this year, who is going to stop JGR? Last year, it was who's going to stop Stuart Haas and slash the big three. This year, who's going to stop the four-headed monster? That includes Eric Jones. Who's going to stop him? Is it going to be the Penske trio of Logano, Keselowski, Blaney? Can it be the double duo of Ganassi, Kurt Busch, Kyle Larson? Or can it be the Henrik Motorsports triple threat of Bowman, Byron? And this is Byron's first appearance in these playoffs, so it'll be interesting to see with a crew chief that's been here before. We'll see how that's going to go. Chase Elliott, see how that's going to go for him. And Stuart Haas, you know, Kevin Harvick is the face of Stewart Haas Racing right now, for all it's worth, and it's not right now. It's been for the past 5-6 seasons. I don't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head how long he's been here, but Kevin Harvick has been manning the ship for Gene Haas and Tony Stewart and Clint Boyer, Eric Almirola. No Daniel Suarez in these playoffs. They're going to have to find a way. And Clint Boyer, he has no wins last year. Coming in this point with playoff points, he ain't got nothing. He ain't got nothing this year. So he's gonna have he's got his work cut out for him if he's gonna transfer on, and if he's gonna move through these playoffs, he's gonna have to put his work belt on like he did over the weekend at Indianapolis and to make some noise in these playoffs. 3-wide NASCAR playoffs, EG3. Sneak peek at the playoffs here. We're closing in on the end of this podcast here. Real quick, switching gears from the track to on the gridiron here, folks. K-State dominant once again, winning, shutting out Bowling Green. We pretty much knew that going in, that Bowling Green sucked. They really sucked there. 52-0. There, so I'm looking at the Braves game right now, and we are winning this game. As we're recording the end of this podcast, 4-0 there. I have my concerns. I'm sorry to get off track here. I've been doing this a lot lately, but with Aaron Nola for the Phillies on the mound, we have had our issues with him, though, but apparently at least to this point, we're doing work on Aaron Nola. 4-0 Braves early on. And back to K-State real quick. Man, that's impressive there. Chris Kleiman, 2-0, obviously, going in to the big dance. Mississippi State. Oh, yeah. I've been waiting on this one. And we're gonna answer some more questions about this team. First road game of the year against an SEC opponent. Another SEC Big 12 matchup coming up. And we saw a hell of a battle. LSU at Texas. Joe Burrow put up a clinic on that secondary. LSU knocked off Texas there over the weekend. So now we got a chance to, and I'm not trying to get ahead of myself here, but hopefully we can be more competitive than we were last year. But we're going into a hostile environment in Mississippi State and face a friendly foe in Isaiah Super. That is going to be a fun week right there. And KU, our neighbors, an hour and change from us, well, they lost to Coastal Carolina. Oh, man, they lost to Coastal Carolina. Les Miles, I got to tell you, with all his little antics and all that other stuff, I think the score is 12, if I want to correctly, 12-7. Yeah, let me look. Yeah, Big D, that's correct, 12-7. Ouch. I mean, that's just ouch. Coastal Carolina's first win against a Power 5 school in school history. Damn, Les Miles. You got to be ashamed of yourself there. And I texted you about this early, Big D. We're closing on the end of this podcast, but real quick, I texted you about this, and I think Les Miles' golden days are behind him. I just got a thing with his speech antics and whatnot, not presenting yourself the right way, things like that, forgetting stuff, when you wrote stuff down in your notes, it's just a bad look all the way around. I gotta tell you, everybody's hyped up about Les Miles, I get it, and you should be. You're not trying to take that away, but when you lose to Coastal Carolina, a team that you should beat handily, you should be ashamed of yourself, and a coach that has a national championship on your resume, come on, man. So there's that, and I mentioned Texas losing to LSU in a heck of a game there. West Virginia getting trounced by Missouri, Baylor handling UTSA, Oklahoma taking care of South Dakota, Oklahoma State doing work against McNeese, Texas Tech knocking off UTEP there. So that's kind of a Big 12 roundup scope right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, favorite part of the show to wrap up the post-race edition here tonight, EG3 helmet stickers. Let's get right on down to it, folks. All right, so for this week, for the EG3 helmet stickers, for the Xfinity series, Justin Haley, Jeb Burton, Justin Allgaier, Valiant Effort coming up short. ET3 Hummus stickers. And for me on the Cup side, Ryan Newman making it in, the last driver in the playoffs. And I can't leave the show about giving ET3 Hummus sticker to who? Bubba Wallace, ET3 Hummus sticker. And of course, the winner, Brickyard winner, Kevin Harvick, ET3 Hummus sticker. And Big D's other honorable mention from Big D, it belonged to Ryan Blaney, who had a strong run this weekend at Indianapolis. ET3 Hummus stickers of the week. Let's roll one more time. Bubba Wallace, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Ryan Blaney, Jeb Burton, Justin Haley, and Justin Allgaier. A pair of Justins there to cap off the ET3 Hummus stickers this week. Playoff time, intensity time, about to pick up at Las Vegas. Elimination race at the Trucks Friday night. Regular season finale in the Xfinity Series Saturday. And game time, Monster Energy playoffs begin. Las Vegas, prime time on NBCSN. Big D, let's wrap it up, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for the post-race edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Big D, appreciate your work for here this evening. I'm Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3. Thank you guys for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Finally, the playoffs are upon us. We'll talk to you next time. And be out on the lookout for a bonus edition coming out this week. Playoffs, here we come.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide. 3Wide.